This is the Sharp 600 brought to you by Covers.com. My name is Joe Fortenball, and it is great to be back in the saddle after a week off to celebrate the holidays with the family. Truth be told, I'm not actually back in the San Francisco radio studio until next Tuesday, but I had to get back into the Sharp 600 studio because we've got way too much going on for me to take a vacation past a couple of days. First off, our bowl picks are currently 6-1 against the spread, so hopefully y'all made some extra money to spend on the family this holiday season, or booze. Booze is good this time of year as well. As for part three of our bowl game bonanza series, pro handicapper Ace Corrales is going to join us from Las Vegas in just a couple of minutes to break down the next wave of games. And it just so happens to be the final wave of games. How bad is Baker Mayfield's illness? Does Clemson have a shot against Alabama? We're going to ask him all that in just a moment. I'm going to close the show with a few picks of my own to see if we can keep this hot streak moving. And the upset alert is right around the corner. But first, for those of you who, like me, are absolute toast in your season-long fantasy football leagues, check out our friends at DraftEasy over at DraftEasy.com. No salary caps, no math, no competition. It's just your picks and our matchups. With DraftEasy Rapid Fire, you pick who will score more fantasy points in just 5 2-player matchups. And you don't even have to be perfect. Pick 4 correct players and you'll win 3 times your entry fee. It's that easy. It's DraftEasy. Use promo code COVERS, 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 for a match on your deposit bonus courtesy of the Sharp 600. And now, after back-to-back winners, it's time for the Sharp 600's Upset Alert. Ooh, baby, the Sharp 600 Upset Alert, now 8-5-1 against the spread this season after outright upset winners in Bowl Game Bonanza Part 1 with LA Tech over SMU, and that was a straight-up ass-kicking, and Bowl Game Bonanza Part 2 with Fresno State over Houston. Now, we turn our attention to the big dogs. College football semifinal number 2, the Sugar Bowl, Monday, January 1st at 8:45 p.m. Eastern with the Alabama Crimson Tide laying 3 points against the Clemson Tigers. I don't get this spread at all. In fact, I think the wrong team is favored here, but I'm definitely in the minority with that opinion. Let's ask ourselves some very honest questions, shall we? If the only season of college football that you've ever watched or heard about was this season, how impressed would you be with Alabama? Seriously, quarterback Jalen Hurts is an average signal caller who can't lead his team from behind, so if Bama gets down a couple scores in this one, like they did against Auburn, forget about it. Additionally, Bama has covered just 2 spreads over their last 7 games, which furthers our assertion that this team is a bit overrated. Not only that, Nick Saban's Achilles heel is the mobile quarterback. You saw what Deshaun Watson did against this team 2 years in a row, not to mention what Johnny Manziel did against the Tide 2 years in a row, not to mention what Cam Newton did against these guys back in the day. Clemson's Kelly Bryant fits that mold. He's already rushed for 646 yards and 11 touchdowns this season. He is a mobile quarterback. He is going to play right into Nick Saban's Achilles heel. Bama 0-4 against the number over their last 4 games against teams with a winning record. Clemson, meanwhile, get this, 7-0 against the spread over their last 7 bowl games, 10-1 against the spread over their last 11 neutral site games, and 8-0 against the spread over their last 8 non-conference matchups. The Sharp 600 upset alert is taking Clemson plus the field goal. I like the Tigers to win this game outright. All right, to the Las Vegas desert we go. This is one of our absolute favorite guests, so perk those ears up and get ready to rock and roll. Professional sports bettor and handicapper. Follow him on Twitter at Greek_gambler. Ace Corrales joining us here on the Sharp 600. Happy holidays, Ace. How are you?
Never better. Thanks for having me, brother. Another year in the books. Can't believe it. Football season, week 17, NFL's come to an end. The bowl games are here. Just year after year passes by.
All right. Now, this is exactly why I brought you on, because of the energy, because of the excitement, but we've got a million things we're going to hit on. We're going to focus college. We're going to hit a little week 17 pro, and then we're going to close it out with UFC 219, because if a little birdie, what I was just told is correct, you're going to be making yet another television appearance with those pearly whites. Is that true?
Indeed, indeed. Got to try to share some winners with the people, bring some holiday cheer for the new year.
All right, let's start with this then. Big game Friday night, USC, Ohio State. Ohio State laying about 7.5. This is a de facto Rose Bowl game here, at least an old school version of the Rose Bowl. USC looked to close strong late in the year. Do you like them plus the points here?
You know, yeah, USC was one of those teams, higher power rating than the pollsters. And the same with Ohio State. Remember, when they had lost their game and the pollsters dropped them as low as they did, most professional bettors didn't. In fact, up until the last few weeks, most had Ohio State, you know, somewhere in their top two or three as far as power rating-wise goes. But with that said, neither of these teams made you any money against the spread. More importantly, USC has been a money burner ATS this year. Personally, I like the Ohio State side. I really do. They're coming in off a couple wins, nice wins in a row, but more importantly, beating that Wisconsin like they did. Now, granted, Ohio State comes into each season expecting to get to the playoffs, so what is their motivation? But I think USC is more than enough motivation. And let's not forget, USC came into this season with high expectations as well. I could tell you for 100% certainty, Joe, the betting syndicates, guys that I provide accounts for, already bet Ohio State -6 and -7 into these accounts. It's a real move. It's not a set up to get 7.5 or better on USC. Ohio State is the hot side in this game. I agree with the sharp money on that one as well.
Saturday night Orange Bowl, it's Wisconsin and Miami, two teams that had their eyes set on the college football playoff and then had miserable finishes, both getting rocked in their final games of the season. Here's the thing with Miami. I've got my eye on them because Mark Richt, historically in bowl games, is fantastic. 11-5 straight up, 10-6 against the number, lifetime in bowl games going back to his time at Georgia. Do you lean to the Hurricanes here?
You know, this is a great game for the reason of, do you have the hangover? You know, was it the dream crusher? All you had to do, I mean, especially for Wisconsin, all you had to do was beat Ohio State and couldn't get that done. But I think there's been enough time to get over that. And more importantly, if you want to show that you legitimately belonged in that four, then you can't go losing this bowl game. And I think Wisconsin has that little chip on their shoulder. And Miami, we saw what happened to them after they lost to Pittsburgh. It was done. And you saw what they did against Clemson, 38-3. If that wasn't a dream crusher setup, nothing is. Now, this is their second season. Will they regroup? I don't think so. Again, Miami's one of those teams that just had a nice schedule, which put them in a position they probably shouldn't have been in. I think you're getting a good line here because of the record as opposed to the actual power rating. Give me Wisconsin on this game.
Tight line in the Fiesta Bowl, same day, kickoff actually a little bit earlier than Wisconsin and Miami. It's going to be my alma mater, Penn State, laying 1.5 against Washington. Two very well-coached teams in this spot. Any particular lean here?
Yes, and I could tell you for right now that right away when this came out, multiple betting syndicates bet Washington +3. That's why this line dropped to as low as where it is now, 1.5. With that said, early money on bowl games, you got to be extremely cautious. There's so much setups, there's so much manipulation going on that the betting syndicates are able to do. And that's why you drawing conclusions based on line movements is a way to get in trouble in today's world, because so much of the sharpest, strongest positions are taken off screen. So not even monitoring the books on screen are going to help you determine what the side is. With that said, I agree with that early move on the Washington side. Again, listen, I come like you from back east, Penn State a little bit in our hearts, and especially for you, alma mater, but I just don't like this spot with them against Washington. I like Washington in this one. As far as, like I said, the sharp money came in on Washington, but I am hearing now that there is some sharp money on Penn State at -1.5. So it looks like a difference of opinion depending on what number you get. Personally, I like the dog in this one. I like the Washington side.
Let's not give Penn State too much credit. They did pot me for a public drunkenness when I turned 21. First day out, 21 years old, they nailed me, Ace. What do you think about that?
For God's sakes, they should have saw the birthday and just let you go.
All right, let's move to New Year's Day. Michigan laying 7.5 against South Carolina. 7.5 feels like a lot of points with Jim Harbaugh's offense. They never really got it going this season. The quarterback situation has been something that a lot of people have cast a very weary eye on. And South Carolina's been competitive down the stretch, albeit getting rocked by Clemson in that final game of the year. Too many points to lay with the Wolverines?
I don't think so. I know it on the surface. That's the first. My first impression as well, this looks like a lot of points for Michigan, like you said, with an offense like that. And more importantly, a total of only 42.5 to lay. But the more I dig into this game, the more I think it's going to be extremely one-sided. And I think the low total is actually because South Carolina is going to have a lot of trouble putting up any points at all. I think it's kind of correlated because if South Carolina puts up points, then I think they're going to cover this game, and it's kind of South Carolina and over. For them to cover, they're going to have to be able to score on this Michigan team. I don't think that's going to be the case. And I think it's more correlated with Michigan and under by them being able to just shut South Carolina down, a la what Clemson did to them, where they held them to 81 yards on the ground, 126 yards through the air, and only 10 points. That's not going to get it done. I think that's what we're going to see here. Kind of what Michigan did to Wisconsin, where they just totally shut them down and choked them. I think they're going to do the same thing to South Carolina, and they win this one by double digits.
Auburn gets crushed by Georgia in the SEC championship and gets kicked right out of contention for the college football playoff. Central Florida undefeated, hell of a season, but head coach Scott Frost is headed for Nebraska. However, he will coach in this game, and he's had these players hyped up all season long. Do the players show up for Frost in this spot, or is he distracted by what he's trying to pull off at Nebraska?
They could show up. I mean, like, I could show up, you know, against Mike Tyson, but just showing up isn't going to help me. You know, so unfortunately, you're going to have a cross from you an Auburn squad. And here's what it is about Central Florida. Listen, man, you can only play who's in front of you. But with that said, you could look at the personnel and what they have. And Central Florida has been overvalued, has been overrated. Now, with that said, they've outperformed the betting market, so I got to give them that. Not only are they 12-0 straight up, but they're 7-3 in line games against the spread, so they have outperformed the betting market, but now they're going against an Auburn team that's coming off that loss. I think they're going to just annihilate this Central Florida team. Personally, I don't even have them in my top 20 as far as power ratings go. This is one of those where I'm against. I don't say never, because you should never say never. There's always a time where you may want to do something, and this is one of those. I don't really tease college football, but this is one where I'm comfortable. If I'm getting Auburn, if I could get this line down to where I could tease Auburn to under that field goal, because I think Central Florida money is going to come in on game day. If that drops, then Auburn sets up nicely for a teaser. I think they win this game convincingly, but if I could get that added bonus, then I'm all over it. I really do like Auburn in this game. I don't think the line's high enough.
What do you make of this Baker Mayfield news? He didn't go to Disneyland with the team because he's reportedly battling an illness. We've seen some movement. Georgia moving up now to -2.5. How are you reading into that?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right away. I'm not, you know, Joe, I tell you I'm not on the fence guy. I don't like wasting your time, my time, or the listener's time. If I bet a game, if I back my opinion with cash, I'll let you know. If I didn't, then it's just an opinion, probably worthless like everyone else's. But this is one that I did back with money. And as soon as this line came out, I bet Georgia. I bet Georgia +1.5. I bet Georgia +1. I bet Georgia at pick'em. And every time I'm at a casino, if I see Georgia at 2 or less, I'm betting them a little bit. Because I really think that's the right side. Listen, Georgia's been undervalued, man, in this game like I have never seen. I mean, Oklahoma coming out as favorites, number one, that was the mistake. And out of the four playoff teams, Oklahoma, rest assured, is the weakest power rating-wise. And this reflects that, and that's why the betting syndicates jumped all over Georgia, and I agree with that. Now, 2.5, and if it gets to 3, you got to approach it differently. It's a whole new game. You know, I like Team A at this, but at that, Team B may offer some value. But right now, it's Georgia or nothing. I think Georgia handles Oklahoma.
Alabama's laying 3 against Clemson. One thing historically that has given Nick Saban defenses a lot of problems are mobile quarterbacks. Cam Newton, Johnny Manziel, Deshaun Watson for 2 years. They might not always win in the case of Watson and Manziel, but they put their numbers up and they do give the defense an issue. Clemson has something similar. They're catching 3 in this spot. Do you like that line?
Here's what I believe, and this for me is, if I'm a value better, if you truly are a value better, and that's what I consider myself, trying to get my money down when I have the best of it, or else I don't want to get my money down. If you're a value better, then you already bet this game, and you bet it as soon as the line came out, and your money's on Alabama, and you have an Alabama pick'em or -1 in your pocket like I do. And the reason for that is because there is absolutely no odds maker or winning professional bettor whose power ratings have Alabama and Clemson at a pick'em. Nobody's. I mean, Alabama is at least 4 to 6 points better, at least power rating wise. Now, again, this is what you got to stress. Just because you're getting the best of it doesn't mean you're going to win. You understand? It doesn't lock you anything. There's so much randomness in a 60-minute football game, a holding call, a fumble. Just too much can happen. But my goal as a bettor is to get the best of it, and Alabama gives me that. Right now, you are getting the best team in the nation, the best team in the country, the greatest power rating-wise team, and you're getting them at a discount because of Clemson beating them last year, because of Clemson being the sexy pick, and that's what the books did to protect themselves, and I don't blame them. Let's not forget, Joe, it's been 12 months removed since Clemson cost this city and the bookmakers more money than any college football game ever has, and that was when Clemson beat Alabama on the money line just 12 months ago. So they remember that here, and they don't want that feeling again. So they weren't going to give you a deal on Clemson. And I knew that. When I saw Bama, I bet it. Now at 3, I'd still bet Bama, to be honest with you. But at Pick'em, it was automatic. If you're bet to get the best of it, it's on Bama. And for me, that's the side I have. Win or lose, I believe I have the right side.
NFL Week 17, we've got coaches on the hot seat. We've got teams trying to make the playoffs. We've got guys who are just looking ahead to vacation. A lot of interesting angles this week, and a lot of additional research needs to be done to figure out who's going to play, what are the playoff scenarios. Based on everything that's taking place, any of these games jump off the board at you?
Here's what I could do, and I knew, if I had some time, and I'd love coming on, and for me on, it's going to have to be the 6,000, not the 600. I can't stop talking when you get me going. Here's what I could tell you. I looked into all the accounts I give access to, the NFL, the groups that are winning this year, and here's what I could tell you, what they're betting already for this week. They're betting Cincinnati. They're going to take Cincinnati at double digits, and it makes sense. Baltimore clinches playoffs with a win. If they lose, they still need the Bills or Titans to lose, kind of not a must win, but one of those situations, and the Sharps are going to go against that. They're going to go with Carolina. I'm telling you that now. They're going to allow the public to bet up Atlanta, and they're going to come in on Carolina. They're going to take Houston. That line's going to get bet up. Indianapolis, you're seeing it get bet up from Pick'em. Now it went to 4. It's going to go to 5, may go even higher. Rest assured, come Sunday, they're going to come back and bet Houston. Why do I know this? Because I've done this now 20-plus years, have given accounts to these guys, and on final week of the season, that's what they do. They set up games that they know they're going to get 4, 5, and 6 point middles. That's all they're trying to do, and get out ahead of the market. And these are those games that are going to give them that. They did it with Cleveland. They took Cleveland at 14.5. They're going to take San Francisco 49ers. That was a buy order at 6.5, all the way down to 4. So they're taking these dogs that the line's going to drop down, and then rest assured they'll come back Sunday with some of the favorites. And the other thing I could tell you is already seeing the moves on the totals. I mean, listen, this is the one week that if you're a bookmaker, you don't want to be booking NFL. None of them want to be booking NFL. And that's why limits are low early in the week, and betting syndicates know that, and they're able to manipulate this market and move these lines however they want with less money than it takes them during the regular season. And that's why I'm telling you, if you're going to try to make money this week in the NFL, don't follow line moves and try to conclude what the betting syndicates and the sharp money's on, because it's going to be so hard and almost impossible for you to do. Try to find a couple winners and go with it. That's what I could tell you, because it's a tough week, Joe.
Now, as a true Renaissance man, you aren't just limited to college and pro wagering. You are all over UFC 219. It's going to be at T-Mobile Arena, your backyard in Vegas this weekend. Cyborg versus Holm is the main event. But more importantly, one of the last times we had you on, you were talking about how you got an opportunity to go on TV and do a pre-fight interview for the UFC's big card. I hear they're bringing you back again. Is that true?
Yes, yeah, I did for the Mayweather-McGregor. That was awesome. I thought that was a one-time thing. It was the biggest fight of all time. I was honored. And then, they liked it. They had me on for this last pay-per-view, and I gave out three picks. And two out of three won, and the loser was the sharp play, was a steam move. And I didn't love it going against a Philly guy, actually, a Philly fighter. But the line had moved significantly. It was a real move, and that had lost. Anyway, they called me last night, and he's like, hey, you want to come on this week and give picks again, you know, via Skype? I'm like, I'm all over it. So, yeah, I'm doing the UFC once again this week. I love betting MMA. I love betting boxing. You know that. I think there's a ton of value in it because it's a very unsophisticated betting market. And I always tell people, you want to win betting sports, look for where markets that are on, like anything, like any market. If it's unsophisticated money, you have an edge. If it's really smart money, you know, listen, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I don't need to be. I try to surround myself with smart people. So, you know, when it comes to sports betting, that's kind of what it is. And when it comes to MMA, it's not, unfortunately, not knocking the fans, but it's not a very sophisticated betting market.
So if we want to catch you and we want to see the picks that you're going to release for UFC 219, give me the details. How do we find you?
Yeah, I'll be on. My segment will show on the pre-fight show, the FS1 pre-fight leading up to the Fox fights. It's on from 4 to 5 our time, with, you know, 7 to 8 Eastern. And in that hour is when they show the segment. Last time I was on, they kind of like throughout the show said we're going to go out to Vegas and get the picks. And then they didn't put the segment on until the last 5 minutes. So they may hold off on that again. And I'm probably going to do the same thing, give out three picks, you know, the steam move, a prop bet, and maybe a lock.
Follow him on Twitter at Greek_gambler, pro sports bettor and handicapper in Las Vegas. One of my best friends in the business. Love this guy. Ace Corrales joining us here on the Sharp 600. Ace, tremendous stuff as always. You knocked it out of the park yet again. Have a very happy new year. Best of luck this weekend. Can't wait to watch you Saturday night.
Thanks for having me, brother. Enjoy the games. Have a safe and happy new year to everyone. Appreciate the support. You guys make some money this weekend.
How about that ride in? I guess that's why they call it Sin City.
6-1 against the numbers so far this bowl season. We've got Clemson +3 in our upset alert. Here come three more for you. All right, game number one, Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, Friday, December 29th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. It's Northwestern laying 7.5 against Kentucky. In case you missed it, Northwestern took a 2-3 start and turned it into a 7-0 finish, highlighted by 7 straight point spread covers as well as blowout wins over Minnesota and Illinois to close the season by a combined score of 81-7. The Wildcats are now 16-5 against the spread over the last 21 games overall, and 5-2 against the spread over their last 7 bowl games. Meanwhile, Kentucky has covered the number in just one of their last 8 outings, and they enter bowl season having dropped 3 of their last 4 contests of the year. Kentucky's limping in, Northwestern is surging in. Give me Northwestern in a blowout. Game number 2, the Capital One Orange Bowl, Saturday, December 30th, 8 p.m. Eastern, Miami +4.5 over Wisconsin. This one is relatively simple to handicap, at least from my perspective. Miami head coach Mark Richt is a staggering 11-5 straight up and 10-6 against the spread lifetime in bowl games. And that includes a 31-14 blowout win and cover over West Virginia in last year's Russell Athletic Bowl, Richt's first bowl game with the U. Mark Richt, without question, one of the best in the business when given a month to prepare for a quality opponent. And that's really all I need to know when it comes to a matchup like this. Give me the U +4.5. Game number 3, the Outback Bowl, Monday, January 1st, noon Eastern, South Carolina +7.5 against Michigan. In Jim Harbaugh's Wolverines, you have a squad that went 3-3 down the stretch when it mattered most, and they covered the number in just 5 of 12 outings this season. Michigan's also 1-4 against the spread over their last 5 non-conference matchups, while South Carolina is 5-0 against the spread over their last 5 neutral site games and 4-1 against the spread over their last 5 bowl games. Maybe Michigan puts on a show in this one, but given the team's issues on offense in general and at the quarterback position specifically, I find it hard to believe that they'll control 60 minutes of action while covering a lofty 7.5-point spread against a gritty, grind-em-out program like South Carolina. Give me the Gamecocks +7.5. That, boys and girls, will do it for this installment of the Sharp 600. Remember, if you're interested, check out our friends over at DraftEasy.com. Use the promo code covers to get a match on your deposit, courtesy of the Sharp 600. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on iTunes. We would greatly appreciate it. But for now, be well and best of luck.